Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Love Our Love Cast podcast, all the casting. And today what we want to do, of course, and what we've been doing through the course of the tour is shout out our sponsor, African Pride.
Thank you so much
for being such a fantastic sponsor and partner with us. They sell and offer a host of products that we love and enjoy. Everything that your man, your spouse, your partner, your husband can use regarding beard products, your little girls that are natural, you if you are natural, all the things. We've heard rave reviews about the product. If you're interested in winning the box, one simple thing, I'm gonna tell you what I won't do is have y'all tag me. That was so overwhelming.
Tag Doughboy, go in Doughboy's comments.
Yes!
Go in Doughboy's comments and say, I don't know how to hog tie people.
But you have to hashtag African Pride.
Hashtag African Pride and Doughboy's most recent post.
Yes, hashtag Doughboy and Doughboy. Hashtag African Pride in Doughboy's most recent post at the time of this drop. And we will randomly pick a winner from there. All right, let's get started with the episode.
Do I need to introduce myself?
Or? No, they know who you are.
I need no introduction.
No, you will need an introduction.
You don't need to know how to hog tie people. What would a hog tie?
I don't know how to hog tie people. What would a hog tie?
Serena, leave all that in. I don't know. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Love Hour podcast. I'm your host, Ms. Kev on Stage, and I'm joined by my husband and co-host,
the Kev on Stage.
And we have a special guest with us here today. You may know him as Doughboy.
Doughbithius S. Grant.
My
nickname alert's been lacking, but we're about to go on the road, so a new nickname alert, International Dough. Just like international, and we're going out the country.
You're going to Amsterdam.
Oh, well, y'all been talking to
me? I don't care. They didn't hear on the Love Hour.
That it's on the Love Hour. So, Dough, yeah. Doesn't watch the show. What we normally do is...
You don't watch the Love Hour?
I watch it here and there.
You don't want to support it?
So what we want to do is start off with a this or that, that or this question.
Okay.
That or this.
FYI, what are you drinking at 11 o'clock?
Diet Pepsi, because I'm trying to watch my complex carbs. Oh. Trying to watch my weight, my figure, so I can be svelte.
You're going to be Patty Melt.
Until then, you need a melt.
Wow.
Josh, you're gone. From the rafters.
All right, here we go.
Okay.
Would you rather be always hot or always cold all year? If you choose to always be hot, you'll be the sweaty kind of hot. You can only cool yourself down once a day with a cold drink. The cool down will only last for 30 minutes, and then you're back to being hot and sweaty. If you choose to always be cold, you'll be shivering cold. You can only warm yourself up once a day with a heated blanket. You can use the blanket for 15 minutes, and after that, you'll stay warm for 15 minutes, and then you go back to being cold. Side note, I've been following you guys since the Playmakers. I'm so happy for all your success, and I pray there's much, much more. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Betty,
for your prayers and your support. All right, yes.
Oh, that's simple. I'd rather be cold all the time. I'm a big dude, so I can't stand. Like you said, when you came in here.
We're in Doe's room filming right now because my kids are.
Smells like gravy in here, by the way.
Shut up. It was 63 degrees.
I'm never allowed to put the things that cold.
That's cold.
Even in the dead of summer, I can't put
it. Because when it's cold like that, like you get to just cuddle up in the blankets, I'd be like,
yeah, but I can't get caught. My body is tense when it's cold.
Nah, I hate to be
John,
hot.
Do you like it at 63? You're
removed. No. Mine stays at 70.
That's a sauna.
That's not.
No, I'm like a 73 person.
What?
Yeah. But I would be really
73?
It's tough, man.
I would be willing to compromise at like 70, 71 if I have a really good blanket.
I have mastered the art of being uncomfortable with the temperature.
Really?
That's how you stay happy.
Ain't 73 hot though?
Yes.
73 is not
I'm
hot.
Often hot.
But it's 73 outside, I'd be like, I gotta put on a tank top. That's hot.
Me and Melissa have decided that 73 degrees outside is the perfect temperature.
Is it now?
Yes. Okay. It's not really that hot. But it's not cold. You could just go out in shorts and a tee, and you shouldn't be sweating crazy.
Yeah, no. If I had to have the option, I'd much rather be cold because it's much easier to heat up than it is to cool down.
And this thing you can't heat up. You're gonna be always cold.
What do you mean?
That's what the
air this. There's no heat up but the blanket.
Oh, okay. Well, no, I'm going. I'll be cold. I like.
I would go those, be cold too. Being sweating hot just sucks.
I can't even do humidity.
Can you scoot up, Liz? I can't see you. There's a whole lot of obstruction.
So my only reason why I think I would be hot is because I'm never really hot. Mm-mm. I'm almost always cold.
Melissa be taking a jacket everywhere.
It is a rare occasion that I know I was so mad because my outfit was so cute yesterday and I couldn't even show it because it was cold, so I had the jacket on all day.
You think it's because you don't have that much body fat?
I'm sure it is.
Is it because I have too much?
Mm-hmm. Me too. I'd be always hot.
But that's the thing though, that when you're being hot will elicit an attitude. Being cold won't. Yes. Being cold just making me like,
that's true.
I have attitude when I'm cold.
I get hot. I'm
frustrated.
I'm much more frustrated if it's hot. Like, bro, get off me, it's hot.
Hot is like the equivalent of me being hungry. I'd be like, bro, shut up. Get out of my face. Yes. I don't want to talk to you about
it. I don't like being cold, and I'm always cold.
Yeah, I could deal with being cold all the time. I could not be. If I was hot all day, sweaty, that's all I would think about. Because when I begin working out, and then we have to do something, and I'd be still sweating, I'd be like, bro, I'm still sweating.
That almost never happens to me.
Like I've already sworn off. Like I can never live like in Miami and stuff like that because it's humid. And that's just to me the reminder that I'm overweight.
That heat's no joke.
Yeah, that heat is no joke.
Humidity is infinitely worse than the heat.
Yeah, I agree.
I'd rather take 110 gross. Degrees, just dry heat like El Paso or Arizona, than 90 degrees in humidity.
It's put you in a bad mood. You just like come Houston, outside like, ow.
Houston beats even at night. There's no relief.
Yeah.
Enough.
Okay, so what we want to do, I know that we have a lot of single listeners of the podcast. We appreciate
this guy.
Support.
He doesn't listen.
Also, if you're single and you're interested in coming to the Love Hour Conference next year, July 19th, 11th in Atlanta, Georgia, stay tuned because I have some stuff coming for you after the tour's over and I can get my life together. In between time, the meantime, we are going to talk about Doughboy as our resident expert.
I can tell you about being single. I didn't master being by myself.
And singleness and mastered, specifically being single after 30.
And almost 40.
40 in 3 weeks.
Ooh,
that's a tough sled. That is tough, hard labor.
So,
being 40 or being single?
Being single and 40 in LA?
Okay, so let's start there, actually. Why that's so one hard? Of the questions is that... Do you feel a lot of, do you feel pressure being single in 30 plus? And where do you think the pressure comes from?
I absolutely feel pressure. Very, very much so. And I think it comes from a lot of reasons. I always stare at the imaginary clock that's in my head, which I know that I shouldn't. But I mean, I'm like, I'm about to be 40. Like, this ain't really the life that I want to be. And then, plus I also feel, and this is what I've been starting to notice lately, I feel my responsibility is as a role model for my child. Just know I'm raising a young black woman. My daughter,
Kiara. You are an old black woman. So I feel like you're doing a good job in your health area.
Not the hips like you're
60. Yeah, man. You look great for your age.
But like I feel like I'm raising a young black woman. She's 13, she's gonna be 14 September 26th. So I feel like I have to show her me loving a woman because...
You want
to
model like a healthy...
Yeah, I don't want her to see me out here being thirsty and sliding in DMs with catchphrases.
Sticking pop pie.
It's ridiculous. Like, I just don't want to be that guy, but... So yeah,
she don't see you sliding in the DMs.
But still, like, if you just know, like... she's been saying that to me lately, like, Dad, when you gonna settle down, no, fam?
Really?
Yes.
Is her saying that more pressure than you put on yourself?
I wouldn't say more, but it's starting to just creep up because, you know what I mean, like... You want to be a good role model to your kids, so, and plus, I just feel like me out here chasing waterfalls. I don't know if that was the right word for chasing.
We're gonna
ladies,
allow it.
But I just feel like it's counterproductive to who I'm trying to be as a person. Being out here single is time consuming. I don't have time to keep having startup conversations.
Wait, Joshua, you're agreeing that being single
can be time consuming. My thing is, it can be if you let it. Because then it becomes a distraction from what you're trying to focus on, what you're trying to build. Especially
how much energy does it take to be single?
Bro, having to try and reinvest, especially if it's somebody that you're interested in, having to try and reinvest that time to get to know them.
I get that.
Or to find out who's even worth the time of doing it. And then you find out 3 months down the road it was just a wash and stupid and nothing. It's like, I just wasted 3 months. I ain't got 3 months like that. I'm about to be 40.
Why is 40 such a big deal for you? That you said that about everything.
Because it's like, I just feel like
it's a milestone age.
Man, it is. 40, I can't be eating.
It's like
16,
18, 21, 25, 30, 40. 40.
Yeah, and I feel like that's like the age where you should have at least figured out what's going on.
But do you feel like you haven't figured out your life just because you're not with someone? Do you feel like that's a necessary component of my life is together?
Because so many of the other parts of your life are doing very much well.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
I do feel like I don't have it together, because I just be like, what am I inherently doing wrong here? Because that was a part of the whole blueprint, and I think that's why I always look at the clock, because as you know, when you're young and you start to just figure out, oh, how would I want my life to be? What would I want? What was some of the things that I want? Like you said, everything else is in a good space. Like my career, I finally found out what I want to do. I found out that I do it relatively well. It gives me a life that I can be proud of, like in a lot of different areas. But I also had a dream of having a family, having a wife, having tons of kids. And the older I get, I just be like, because I'm already to the point, I think that's why the clock ticks, because I don't want to have kids after 45. I don't want to be 50 changing diapers. I don't want to have that much of an age gap
to
between
change your diaper and the baby.
You know, for real though, like I don't want to be, you know, 65 at a graduation. Like, and I always kind of felt like, I mean, no shade to older parents or their kids, but I always like when I used to see dads, like, what are they even going to talk about?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, David Letterman is super old, and he has a young kid.
Okay. Right,
and I'd be like, bro, your hair is all white. That sounded like,
you know what's funny of speaking with when we were younger, we didn't have the technology that we have today, and we used to put all of our baby tapes on VHS.
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on, Lish.
And there's a videotape of Melissa when she was in Taekwondo. And this
we ain't gonna scooch past that. You were in Taekwondo. Let me find out Melissa got hands.
Melissa was fighting this kid with the headgear on, and the kid hit her. Like in the headgear, and she took the helmet off. Like, all right, we're gonna fight regularly.
My sister did that to me when I was. Why did you take the headgear? That's to protect you.
I'm not playing.
I just hit you with it on.
Ain't no recreational stuff gonna fight you for real. Then her cousin ran out of the stands
really?
To attack the kid. And we used to watch
all on tape.
Yeah. Yes,
and we haven't seen it in so many years because we don't have a VCR.
Yes.
Thanks to Legacy Box, that's just about to change.
Yes. Legacy Box is the world's largest and most trusted digitizer of home movies and photos. Legacy Box has trusted more than 450,000 families to digitally preserving family memories, especially for our generation, since we are that gap generation from like the old-timey VHS to this new 21st century type world. Yeah, streaming, online, DVDs, and that kind of thing. We're more likely to lose our memories because technology has advanced so much since the time that we were kids. And so if you want to preserve those memories, still have them, still be able to watch them, this is a great opportunity to do that. Send your legacy box filled with home movies and pictures. They'll do the rest, professionally digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, digital download, or DVD. Legacy Box gives you easy to follow instructions and safety barcodes barcodes included for every item. You'll receive all of your original recorded moments back along with perfectly preserved digital copies. Get personalized updates at every step of the way, up to 12 personalized email updates. I love that. Please
let me know what's happening,
because these are going to be your precious memories,
and you have no backups,
and you have
no hard drives.
Right.
This is literally one tape,
right? So that's a lot of trust.
Yeah,
to send it in the mail and pray that you get it back. So the fact that they recognize that, Legacy Box recognizes that, they're going to hold your hand along the way, send you those personalized emails, barcode everything for you, so you there's accountability to what you sent and what you'll receive back. Legacy Box is really amazing because you get to save your family films and photos from degrading or being lost forever. You'll be the family hero with Legacy Box. Bring back lost memories to watch and see again with the ones you love. So we have done that. You literally receive a box. You stick all of your, you know, personalized memories inside of them. We've done our video that one Kevin was just talking about when I was in Taekwondo as a teenager, or not as a teenager, I was a kid. I was like in fifth grade, fourth grade. We send those off and we're waiting to receive them back. And so this is a great way to, you know, upgrade all of your home memories. There's never been a better time to digitally preserve your memories. Visit legacybox.com today to get started. Plus, for a limited time, they're offering my listeners an exclusive discount. Go to legacybox.com/love to get 40% off your first order. Go to legacybox.com/love and save 40% today. Get started preserving your past. Oh, I love that.
That's lit.
Okay, so... What was I about to ask you? Were we on
talk? How much time has he been crying?
Oh,
a lot, that, more than you would think.
I understand the importance of modeling a like healthy family for your daughter. I think that's important. I think that's noble of you to even want to model that for your daughter. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's important to be. I mean, maybe it's easier said than done because I've been with Kevin forever. Obviously, I understand that. To be able to adjust the picture that you envision with what's actually happening with your life. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, do you feel like you'll always feel like you're missing the mark?
Yeah, and I've tried my best in life to make those adjustments and understand that, you know, life isn't just some thing that we can predicate and always predict what's going to happen. I always try to shift and adjust to what happened because I never, all the things in my life, like I never thought that for years of my life, like I'd be a functioning alcoholic. So like, you know, so I had to learn how to, mm-hmm. Now you gotta fix that. So I try to definitely adjust on the fly, but it's just one of those things that it's just like, I want it so bad. And like, you know, even when I talk to Kev, like, you know, say, even you, I run a lot of stuff past you. And it's just like, you know, the fact that I am a 39-year-old man and I do wanna be married so bad, it's like when I have these initial conversations with women, it can come off as thirst and desperation. Mm-hmm. And I don't want it to be that.
Thirst-peration.
Word, but that's not what I want it to be, and I don't want to give off the illusion that I'll just be with anybody and I'm just so desperate. But it's at the same time, it's like I don't want to waste either one of our times. I don't want to play this game. Sure. I want to know that this is what I want. You want that? Okay.
So do you ever feel like you don't, like, because you're so leery, not leery, but you're so you can see my feet?
I'm tired of seeing your toes. You're a grown man.
People's toes should be out.
Well, now you know they should it.
Toxic masculinity. It's anti-black. Do you think that because you're so like particular about how much time you invest in those relationships and you don't want to waste it, do you feel like you sometimes don't give your all because you're like, man, if I give it all to her, then it doesn't have anything or doesn't materialize anything or yield to anything. Now you've wasted all your time. So you feel like you just have like a whole bunch of energy that you're kind of lightly giving out to people and hoping that it will come into something?
Absolutely, because I'm really, really big on that. Like, you know what I mean?
Just really, really big, period.
Hey, I'm walking into that. No, but I'm really, really big on that. Like, I hate wasting time. I understand that in life, that's the only thing that's the common denominator. It's one thing we get, we don't get it back. We don't know how to manufacture it and create more of it.
Right.
So
is that something you developed as you grew older, though?
That thought, that mindset?
Yeah.
Absolutely, because, you know, just learning how precious life is. Like, you know what I'm saying? One of the biggest markers that, you know, when I was in rehab and seeing everybody that make it out of that, mm-hmm. seeing people die young, like, it's just like, yo, I don't have time to just waste, you know, playing. So I automatically think like that. But another thing that I'm really starting to realize is that I got emotional luggage. Like, it's a lot.
Bro, you got three checked bags to carry on in a personal.
It's over 50 pounds.
Absolutely.
Not me.
Some more on the hips. But
I got no emotional luggage.
Nah, and I think that, you know, I have you know, yes, I have a lot of stuff that I'm working through. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, growing up, I just seen everybody cheating on each other. So I think that...
You mentioned that a lot.
It messed me up. Yes, because it made me think, ultimately, this is how this is going to end for me. So you have that fear.
I get that.
You know? And so if you think, and I'm talking about, like, I seen family members, like, prominent male and female people cheating on each other, like, as at, like, 9, 10 years old. I'm just like...
So you think this is just the norm?
Yes. So I will either, for one, not give my all into it because I feel like you're going to hurt me eventually or leave me. And then another thing that I start to do that I start to learn through therapy, I self-sabotage. Mm-hmm. I'll do it first. I'm going to beat you to this. I know you'll eventually do it. So or I'll just push you away because I don't want to love you too much and then you're not going to be here and then I'm going to look stupid.
Come on, man. You're going through a dark time. So you probably are going to be single for the rest of your life.
Thanks.
I think I've been unfairly
judgmental.
Judging you. Not judging in that way, but like, I feel like I've been unfairly understanding how difficult it is. Because it's so, you called me on this and I had to swallow that medicine. You're like, man, what am I asking you for? You ain't been a single adult.
That's
now.
Because Kevin gave, like, I'm gonna give you guys the advice that Kevin gave to Doughboy, and I was like, don't do that. So Doughboy likes this young lady. And he wanted to fly her in for a birthday party he's having, or like get together. And Kevin advises him, this is the first time that she is coming to see him in his on his turf in his city. She doesn't live in our same city. Fly her in and send the equivalent of an Uber.
It's not a
black lady.
No, black lady.
All right.
First of all, it's George, okay? In the finest of hands, I would trust my mother to be picked up from the airport from George. I was trying to give you brownie points.
No, I was thinking it was the best idea.
You seen the Camry? There's 100 water bottles in the front seat. Don't want those and picture up in there.
If you don't see the car out first of all, we should start.
I know Doughboy. I admit to did it, but I was
no, you better
going to see all the way here.
I'm going to put your suitcase in. Let me move all the stuff in the back.
Yeah, man. You know this guy.
No, first of all, don't stunt and be more than you are by sending an Uber.
It ain't no Uber.
I don't know if it's a stunt. I feel like that's something Doughboy would just do.
No, not nice for the guy. Girl that you just are dating, meeting for the first time and you're bringing out and you're going to send an Uber. But like, see, what are you doing?
You're sending an Uber like to degrade it. I've never said
it was a personal driver.
Yeah,
personal
he
driver.
Is a personal
see,
driver.
That,
but at the same time, the equivalent is not you.
But see, that's the thing. That's just so bizarre how men and women process information differently. When you told me that, I was like, bam, you're like, yo, we gonna send the driver.
It's
like, and I was like, but in my mind, I'm like, she'll think he took the time to have a driver come get me, make sure I was comfortable. I didn't have to call my own Uber. So I'm like, in her mind, it clicked. He's into
it's
me.
Not and then you. Prius.
And then but a woman will look at it like, that's anti-personal. You need to
be. And anti-black.
It is anti-personal. And it can come off as very jerky.
What do you ask me for? What do you ask me for advice? I don't know how to honk
like,
people.
That can come off as like a that you're being like a total butt wipe.
Wow.
Get your car
first of all, let's hold. Melissa's insults are all from Saved by the Bell. You're like a total butt wipe slayer. You're not going with me to the max.
See, and this is what's scary though, because the extremes of how those two can be interpreted,
man,
that is
crazy. That makes me feel like this is an impossibility. I'm never gonna get it right.
No, I'm not saying that you could never do that. I just wouldn't recommend it the first time.
Melissa's also very particular about that in life. She wants people to take and pick up people from the airport.
I do. Really? Yes.
I hate it.
I feel like it's the worst thing, and I wouldn't even want nobody to do it for me.
I feel like I'm putting you out. As my family member, bro, do not come get me from the airport.
For real?
I will Uber. I will rent a car. I hate picking people up. I know you don't want to do it. Unless you're like my parents who live 3 minutes from the airport in Fayetteville, in the airport, you walk out of the terminal and you're outside.
Right.
But LAX, you're asking for 2.5 hours of my time.
Yeah, so you gotta sit and wait. You're like, where are you at? I don't see you. It's your EG. I gotta circle back around.
So that's how, and I totally agree. And that's kind of thing. Like, even so, Doughboy was asking her to come to his birthday thing because in his mind it was gonna be all of us.
Mm-hmm. That's important to say.
I'm gonna get to it.
Okay.
Wait, he busted his ball. He invited her to the Six Flags. Hey, I'm gonna bring you out. I'll put you up in a hotel. We're going to all celebrate at Six Flags, you know, Kev, Liz, the boys, my daughter, you know, everybody's going to be there, right?
Not just me and you.
Not just me and you. It'll be a cool first date to get to know each other amongst our friends. So this is his mind. And he tells me and Tony or Greg and Josh, we're like, bro, you trying to fly her out?
Yeah, then I
you
know
what
like
she's expecting?
Yeah.
The draws.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Everybody knows.
Out.
With
all
that ticket.
And I wasn't even thinking that.
You play the ticket, you get to pick it.
I think it can be like that if the event is you and I.
Nah, I feel like the idea of me putting a plane ticket and a hotel means the hotel is our hotel.
See, and I
take your panties off.
I wasn't even thinking that. I was thinking if we lived in the same city, this wouldn't even be a big deal. I'd be
but
like,
you
hey.
Don't live in the city.
Right, so I'm just like, hey, let me just make it easier for you. I don't want you to have to come out of pocket. Just come hang for a day.
Yeah.
Bring your, you know.
I got your plane ticket. I got your hotel.
No, I definitely, I can see both sides.
I got
I
your
think
regime.
It depends on how far you are in terms of your relationship.
Right.
And the conversations that you're having. So it is very easy for a woman to feel the pressure and the expectation of sex.
Right.
As a return
right.
favor.
Right.
And so
or the level of expectation
can definitely imply that.
Because remember in your prior life,
I did
you
fly
flew
someone
some people out and what did you
it,
expect?
It. With some hair attached.
Yeah. Yeah. With some hair and nails.
And so that was back when I was a little bit more mature and
more mature?
A little bit more immature.
Oh, okay.
And so I think that maybe I was looking at it like that. But those things always end up going wrong. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm telling you, man, it's one of the most gut-wrenching, difficult things to do because...
I know what the resolution is here, though.
Tell me.
Comes to the Little Hour Conference.
I'm pulling up, actually, so I will be there.
Ask. I am telling you what I like and what I prefer, but the fact of the matter is she... If you're like, so listen, LAX sucks. It is a two-hour ordeal. I would much rather not do it. I know we have a personal driver that we use. He's absolutely phenomenal. He lives really close to the airport. I will organize it, give you his information. You can hop in his car and he will take you to the house. Do you mind?
So that makes it not bad.
That
absolutely. That gives the option.
That gives the option. Now, if she says, oh, I prefer to see you. Like, I want to see your face. I want it, whatever.
Then pull up.
Just
clean
if
the
she's
car
like,
first.
No, yeah, want, you listen.
I got you.
It don't matter. Clean your car the week
rent
she's
car
there.
If you can.
Gotcha. Right.
You have a Range Rover? You know
that. It's a single at least.
But if she's like, no, Saturday. That's cool. You have now level set.
Okay. But here's my thing, though, about that. If he says, because this is my fear for you and what I would think would be a problem. If he goes to her and says, LAX is busy, I don't really like doing that, do you mind? Would she be like, because I feel like women do this, so, oh, I don't mind at all, but really do mind. No. Especially early in the courting phase.
That could be QLMA.
Silence girl scoreboard, LMA?
Yeah, she says, I get angry and I pretend that I'm not.
Yes.
That'd be tough to deal
so
with.
So in our relationship, you always say, take me for my word. So if she says, oh, that's no problem.
That's all you can do.
Okay. Yeah, but she don't really mean that.
But that's not on you, though.
That's my point. That's all you can do.
But is she, okay, so if she does that or he does that, is she putting her in mind? Okay, this dude don't even have the
right, do I lose points already?
Potentially.
I just hate going
which is why you should go to the airport.
What if he does this? Says, here's the thing. I'm in a dilemma. LAX is terribly hard. We have a driver who lives right there. He has some things where he can park close and pick you up. It'll be more comfortable and easy for you. He can help you with your bags. But then I also feel like I should pick you up. Tell me what's more important to you.
Is that the
listen,
way to go?
However you phrased the question, at the end of the day, what I said was ask.
Okay.
I've been in that position. And to be fair, sometimes that offer alone feels good.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like if I were courting, my personal thing is for my family members, I feel like you got to know me, bro. Don't ask me to go to the airport.
Yeah.
But if I was courting you or dating you, trying to impress you, then I would do the park, meet, let me help you with your bags okay. type of thing. So I was talking to you as how I would do like my people. The only people I think of from the airport are my wife and my mom.
But
my dad, fam. Go to sign C on the Rivals Terminal LAX. The Uber will be there.
But I feel like y'all also, and this is with the guys more so than you, but you guys gave me a lot of jazz because I was even entertaining the thought of flying around and bringing
my
up,
thing
and
was
I just met her.
For
like,
you to not understand how that could be construed.
You said it made me sound desperate.
No, I didn't. I said it makes her, it's more than likely going to make her think that something's expected of her. And for you to that not to cross your mind, I'm not even dating. And I know that if you fly somebody out, you're a man. NBA players, rappers, it's the Uber's out, like all those things, the Uber outside, I fly, it's expect. Remember Future? Yeah, I'm good, love, and joy. That was a fly out situation. Like,
it was.
So for you to be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to just fly you out. And then when she was like, hey, we should talk. And you're like, what she was talking about? Maybe the plane ticket. Y'all met a month ago. Now you're talking about coming visiting me?
I mean, but the thing about it is...
In L.A.?
Good for her that she was like, let's have a conversation about this.
You're right. Because the conversation went very, very well. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, and we got a great level of understanding. Yeah. So I think communication is key.
Mm-hmm. Concur. You know what else is key in life is saving money.
Woo! I need to save some.
Child, me too. Any opportunity I get to save a few coins, I am 100% here for. And that is why we've partnered with Honey. Honey is a free browser extension that scans the web for coupon codes and discounts while you shop online. I do majority of my shopping online. In fact, a lot of my jewelry I get online. I am a Amazon freak. Nordstrom freak and Target freak. And they scan places like Amazon, Nordstrom, Nike.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just Target and more. It takes zero effort to install, just two clicks, and you'll start saving anytime you shop online. And to be honest, online shopping is the way of the future. Brick and mortar businesses are going away. So anytime you have the opportunity to save money and it makes it very simple and easy and automatic for you, sign me up. Looks like there's no reason not to use Honey. It's free to use and easy to install on your computer. It just takes two clicks. Don't take it from me. Take it from our listeners. Get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/love.
Love.
That's joinhoney.com/love. Honey, online savings simplified. And we also want to tell you about Etitude. Etitude sells very comfortable, breathable sheets. They keep the bed cool. If you have trouble sleeping at night, if you're always waking up hot and sweaty, you think the problem's your mattress, it might not be. It probably is your sheets.
Mm-hmm.
We just got our Etitude sheets right before we left.
Yep.
And they're breathable. Were you cool?
Oh, so cool. It felt so good against my naked skin. It's one of the things. I love being cold in the bed. There's no better feeling than being exhausted, getting out of the shower, and getting into a cool bed.
Oh,
it is just like,
I'm just going like this, feeling all the spots.
Oh, feel the cold spots.
Etitude is made out of organic bamboo lyocell. It's extremely breathable. It regulates your temperature to improve your quality of sleep. Customers have claimed that their skin's appearance improved after switching to Etitude sheets because it's antimicrobial. Read the reviews and see for yourself. All right. Why not try Etitude? These amazing sheets have a 30-day risk-free trial. Anytime there's a 30-day risk-free trial, sign me up as well. If you're not fully satisfied, you can return your sheets for a full refund. They even cover shipping on returns. Etitude sheets, they're soft as silk, breathable as linen, but at the price of cotton. You're going to love them. And right now, our listeners will get 20% off their sheet set and free shipping. That's 20% off plus free shipping. Just text OUR, that's H-O-U-R, to 474747. The only way to get 20% off your Etitude sheets and free shipping is to text the word OUR, that's H-O-U-R, to 474747. Message and data rates may apply.
The cool thing about that is if you get a cool night's sleep, you won't wake up with an Etitude. See what I did there, guys?
Off me! Your hands are freezing.
So then, let me ask another question.
Okay.
Cool.
I feel like what's interesting about this is as you're talking, I'm looking at Joshua and he's like nodding in agreement and there's like a 20-year age gap.
He never agrees with anything I said.
15.
I know I aged him.
Josh is a baby, but he ain't a baby.
No, I aged him.
Oh, Doughboy?
No, that's a battle accent.
You know what's funny? Josh and Doughboy are on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
Doughboy's like, please, admit me at once. Josh was like, I like your hair.
But in a cool, friendly way.
Josh won't shoot his shot for the fourth quarter. It's 100-3.
Okay, so where is the balance of like overly putting yourself out there and being too conservative? Like, how do you strike that
balance? I think that's personality driven as well. Like, that's how Josh is in his creative world, mm-hmm. and that's how Doughboy is in his world.
We talked about this. So when we talked about this on my show, I said, I would love to hear your view on this. In my life, in everything I do, in everything that is important to me, I go in. Okay. You know, 100%. I learned how to swim jumping in the deep end. It's a whole story. It's a whole thing.
We don't advise.
That's just because
I get the example.
Right. So my thing is, whether it was moving to Los Angeles, whether it was saying I'm going to lose 200 pounds, whether it was facing alcoholism straight up, I go in. So it's very hard for me to, everything.
You have a lot of history of making proclamation, going hard, and then achieving said goal.
Exactly. Like even when I started working at All Def, there was no position that existed that I did. I said, you know what? I'm going to go in here every day. They're going to give me a job. I'm going to work here. Mm-hmm. It happened. So with everything in my life, I do that. But people are expecting of me to be able to turn that off and all of a sudden be cavalier and cool when it comes to my love. I've, just let it happen. It'll naturally happen. Things don't just naturally happen in my life. I got to make them happen. So it's hard to just be a different person area of my life. And it comes off as pushy and desperate, but that's just how I look at every other area in life. So I don't know how to reroute that.
I know. That's what I'm trying to figure out. What is the appropriate balance? Because I'm not sure that, because do you feel like you get your heart trampled on all the time? Being 100% out there all of the time?
I think I look stupid.
I think that there has to be wisdom and boundaries. And boundaries aren't always, I don't mean boundaries. What I mean is vulnerability. I think vulnerability is important. But listen to what I'm about to say. Vulnerability is not exposing yourself without limits. That's foolish. Vulnerability is making sure that the person that you are being vulnerable with is deserving of all of you. Establishing boundaries and limits around, are you the appropriate person to share myself with?
Okay, and that's interesting you say that, because this is where I feel like
did that make sense?
It made perfect sense. Great, Liz. But see, this is why I feel like I am as open as I am. So it's interesting that you say that. So I know that I come with emotional baggage. Mm-hmm. I know I'm a lot. I'm not everybody's cup of tea. And I have fear of abandonment. Mm-hmm. So my thing
is... Can I just go back to that? I want you to... I'm sorry. I'm being a little...
Hey, you're my sister. It's all good.
Okay. I want you to recognize that emotional baggage that you're talking about, recognizing that you're a lot, recognizing all of those things, can also be self-sabotaging and... what's the word I'm looking for? It's going to make you feel less than. So I would just be careful. Yeah, I would just be careful of the narrative that you're telling yourself, because the fact of the matter is that's not a unique, and I've been saying the word uniquify. That's not a unique situation. You are a 39-year-old man that has life experiences behind him, that has relationships, that has heartbreaks, that has life. And with that comes scars and bruises. That doesn't make you broken. That makes you a 39-year-old man that has lived life.
That's your normal.
Jeez.
Yes, and I think that's okay.
The new normal.
Well, you're what's normal is got it. Is
gotcha.
Subjective.
That was a word. But no. So I think what I do, since I have fear of abandonment, I have a already looming thought in my mind when I start dating, I'm going to do something to make you not want to be here. Mm-hmm. That's why I try to just tell you everything now so we can just circumvent the process. If you know it all now, then you can make a decision. I feel like if I lie to you or mislead you, I rob you of the ability to make quality decisions.
But I feel like in a getting to know someone process, just like in a good movie, you don't want to know everything at the beginning. When you're watching The Dark Knight, you don't want to know Commissioner Gordon. If they tell you the Joker's going to do this, and at the end he really just wants this, and Commissioner Gordon really is going to just fake his death, and you don't, then what's the point of watching that? You want some of these things to unravel as time happens, and good movies give you the right amount of information at the right time. And they read situations, like in a good relationship, you read situations, especially dating. I imagine being married for 20 years, but in a relationship, you know, when you're meeting someone, you don't want to say, you know, man, my mom and dad got divorced when I was a kid. I burnt the house down. You know, most of the time I struggle with this myself. Right. My last couple people complained about this, but really I like this. You know what I mean? It's just like, okay.
So by that rationale, what you're saying is, if we're using the movie as a metaphor, instead of just talking about all the plot points and giving it all away, maybe just give her a trailer.
Give her, in the beginning of the first 20 minutes of a movie is usually the setup and the exposition. It's not the whole story.
We learn that in the books that we read.
Yes, it's enough information to gauge your interest.
Do you think that those include non-negotiables?
I think you should.
Non-negotiables, like, do you feel like first date conversation would be, I have a child?
Stuff like that, where okay. I feel like if things that are like complete deal breakers where you can't move, like he has a daughter, obviously she's not going anywhere. If before we're starting the date, hey, you have a daughter, if that's a problem for you, it doesn't matter anything else.
It's not communicating what happened between me and my baby mom at the same time.
Right, exactly. It could be, hey, I have a daughter, she's about to turn 13, she's going to come live with me, and also me and her, my baby mom don't, not that this is true, but me and my baby mom don't really get along, she's really...
Daughter's mother, I like that, I don't like baby mom.
My daughter's mother don't get along, we had a really, whatever that is, like, you don't need all that information.
Right
now, you need to know that. Say you're dating somebody, and Kiara, you went from not living with you to living with you. Mm-hmm. And hey, you know what, when we first started dating, my daughter was living in Sacramento. She's now moving with me. That's going to adjust how my time is going to be spent from you. So if I'm out of pocket more than usual or I can't get away, just
this
know
is
that's
the reason
that,
why.
Right? That type of information, like, okay, I need to know that amount of information at the time. But she'll be like, man, you know, like, oh, did this and did that.
We needed to have an earplug on one of your dates so we can actually hear the conversation. I don't know if we're like overdoing the conversations that you're having or not.
You know how Doughboy is.
You know, I'm me.
Are you word vomiting?
I was in love at six.
Hold on. But the conversations you're having with the new girl, I'm sure they're getting deep, but at this point, it's been a few weeks and it's evolved into...
Turned into something.
Yeah. Mm. But on the flip side of that, Joshua, what are you doing with your life?
Mm. Whoa.
Ah, you wasn't expecting that.
I'm in an interesting place because...
You're 26.
I feel like I jumped in too quick.
Based on his approach of never jumping in at all.
Okay, I got you.
The fact that he showed interest is like, ah, I said I love you.
No, because now it's almost like, all right, this is the okay pace to what it was before.
Before you jumped in?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Have you stated your claim?
No, because I haven't talked to her.
Mm. You gotta state that claim, Josh.
I haven't talked to her.
Talk to her!
You're talking to me out of the blue?
Ah, man, you call. Hey, marriage, me and you.
This is what
doing?
I'm talking about.
All right, maybe not that much. First date.
This is what I'm saying. Like, how do you know what That's is that tough, striking man. That balance? I would imagine that learning that, am I playing it too safe? Am I overly indulging? Like, striking that balance of the appropriate pace, I'm sure it's very unique to the situation, to the woman that you're with.
Yeah,
true. No, definitely. I definitely feel that. It's just I don't always pick up on the cues of, you know, maybe I'm saying the wrong thing or maybe I'm saying too much. Because it goes back to the genesis of it, and it goes back to the time that I don't want to waste. It's the only reason I'm doing that because I just don't. I'm just a stickler for wasting time. Like, let's just not...
But
do
is
this.
It wasted time if being in a relationship and a marriage is important to you, it's going to take a certain amount of time and energy, resources to date, to find new potential wives or dating or partner. Like, if you don't invest that time, you're not going to be going towards that thing. So do you know what I'm saying? Like, there's no way to get to that point without investing the time. If you go in too fast without investing the time, the chance of that being a successful relationship and or marriage are slim to none.
True. I'm starting at this point to consider, and I used to call people dorks for this, but now I'm starting to feel like it might be the smarter thing. I'm starting to really consider online dating. The reason why is because I thought it was so stupid to fill out.
Someone asked that question. What do you think about online dating?
I thought people were dorks for doing it. I'm like, who goes on a computer to find love? But the thing is, you got to fill out these long questionnaires for a reason. And I'm thinking like, well, maybe that would, you know what I mean? That could help at least sort out who I don't want to deal. Like, you know what I'm saying? So at least you know. So I'm actually starting to seriously consider that, because then maybe
we do literally everything else of our life online.
And I know some people who've gotten wives out of it. One of my best friends, Justin, like, he met his wife on eHarmony.
Yeah,
you should do that.
There's a Christian dating site called Churchy Date.
Oh yeah,
Churchy Date. If you're interested in women of gods,
really?
Oh yeah,
that's the whole thing.
Would you online date?
I think that'd be perfect for you.
I could. I mean,
I feel like in a lot of ways we are online dating.
Yeah,
if you meet somebody on Instagram and DMing them, like, you might have set up a profile, But you're still filling them out via social media.
Doesn't mean it's not online dating.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, there's just so many people who are friends from social media, people that you just chat with all the time. Like, you know what, man? We'll be having good conversations about whatever on Twitter. Maybe go to the DM, we're talking about this or whatever. Like, that's kind of online dating. People met in our Periscope chat.
Really?
Just from the chat room. Just like my, just because it's a community of like-minded individuals. Sure. You at least know, okay, you like comedy, you like church. Right. You know, you think this stuff is funny. You're interested in the same topics, or I'm interested in what you think about those topics. You know what I'm saying? Like, Josh is into music, so if he's online tweeting about music and artists and releases, and somebody also is interested in that, they might be like, oh, you like this person? Did you hear this song? Like, his community on his Twitter feed is like-minded individuals.
Right.
Yeah. He like comedy, music, sports. Same thing with my Twitter. It's the stuff I like, people I follow, similar political views, so... I feel like in some ways we're all doing things online. Right, you just might not have signed up for for, you know, Tinder. Right, and you're like literally swiping right. But you go to people's Instagram and swipe right. Oh, that picture. Oh, this is great. Or you follow people, unfollow, block. So you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I made a great point.
Yeah, it does, man. I'm here for it.
While we're talking about dating, one thing that's important is getting it up.
We're heading on vacation now. You know what I packed? Before draws, before socks, I went to my secret drawer. I got my pack. Tony Baker asked about it, and I was like, Tony signed up.
He did.
He signed up. He's in a committed relationship. My brother, he tried his own. I'm spreading the love. The kids have been in separate rooms.
I was like, you did not give it to my boys. Don't do that.
The kids are in separate rooms. Make sure of that for this trip. We got 10 long days of out of 10. You understand that? We ain't got no shows after this.
And if you attended the Love Hour Live, you know what we say about vacation sex.
Vacation sex is the best sex. So I be paying a lot of hotel rooms just so I can lock my door and my kids be on the other side in between the living room. Mm-hmm. And that's because Blue Chew, I be like, hey, do you see this? I have some power.
Right,
Blue Chew gives
got,
you the erection you deserve.
Blue Chew gives you the erection you deserve. That is a Love Hour tagline for Blue Chew.
Idiom.
Okay. Right now, we've got a special deal for our listeners. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free when you use our promo code LoveHour. $5 for shipping. Get the product free. $5 for shipping. Again, that's BlueChew. That's blue, just like the color. BlueChew.com. Promo code LoveHour. For free. BlueChew is better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring the podcast.
And the erections.
All right. I have a question for you.
Holla.
You had a question for us.
Oh, that's right. Go. All right.
And I never thought I would get to this point, but, you know, when you start to get almost 40, you start to be like, all right, maybe we need to switch up the playbook.
Set a timer again.
My life, I've only dated black women.
Yes.
I've always thought it was...
Stop there. Don't you ever switch up.
Okay. Well, listen. So what I was saying is this. I've only dated, like, been in serious relationships with black women, and it was always a mandatory in my mind, like, I'm going to marry a black woman. I feel like it's important.
Yeah.
I'm raising a black woman. She needs to see me love and adore a black woman. I think it's important. Do you feel like I might be sabotaging myself?
No.
Let me finish the question.
Don't you?
By not even being open to
absolutely
say.
Absolutely, you're sabotaging yourself.
Wait.
I only endorse black women.
Wait, so stay with the all pro-black?
Nobody
else. Yes, okay.
No white, no Asian.
Because I was just like, well, maybe.
Nah, man. No.
Okay.
We are uniquely situated people in America.
Okay.
None understand us as much as our counterpart, our queens. There's certain things, and I'm sure people with different races and relationships, they make it work.
Right.
But there's an inherent understanding of the unique experience of being a black man in America that only another black woman can understand. I'm not saying you can't be happy, can't be in a healthy relationship, I'm sure you can. Mm-hmm. But to know what it is to be a black man, the way the world sees us, the way we operate, the way we've seen what we need, what we carry, the burdens we have, how to help raise our sons, the way the world's going to see them, only a black woman could do that.
And that's what I've always thought. I just wanted to make sure.
You're absolutely right.
You agree too?
I do agree.
Okay. All right, cool.
Black women, 10 out of 10, would recommend.
That was a great assessment.
Listen, do whatever you want. Mm. Don't listen to me, because I don't know how to hog-tie people.
I don't know how to hog-tie people.
But for me, as for me,
that
in my house.
Gotta sing Serena this so people know what you're talking about.
The R. Kelly thing? I don't know how to hog-tie people. I don't know how to hog-tie.
She has a cousin, right? When
you said,
yeah, that's what
she
used to do.
I brought a whole time to do it.
But I think in other races, it might not be as much of a thing.
So you're not saying you're not a proponent of interracial dating. You're just saying that.
For you and your personal experience, you would say to your brother.
And for the, you know what I would say is like this. Black women are the 94 gas. Sure, you could put 87 in, but you're a premium octane vehicle.
The Chevron Techron.
Yes. Like, there's especially formulated things. You know what I mean? Like, there's special formulated stuff for just like when you get a. I was trying to get a Range Rover earlier in my life, and I couldn't afford the real one. And I went to like a used car place, and then I called Mel. And I was like, you guys live in Atlanta. Should I get a Range? She was like, no, you don't want it. And I was like, why? She was like, it's a European car with European parts. They're hard to find. They're expensive. It's a lot of maintenance. Like, you don't really want to do that because you can't just go to Pep Boys and get the stuff. And I feel like, you know, that's how it is. Like, there's a lot of unique issues that you are going to have as a black man that you can't just get from.
I can't just go to the corner store to get it fixed.
You can't just go to any old Pep Boys and stuff. You're specially designed, special circumstances that you go through. That's my opinion. It's my opinion.
That's why I'm asking, because you're my bro.
Yeah. I think that you articulated your way in such a way that you're not anti. And I want to be careful that you're not, that you're saying I'm anti-interracial relationships or I don't believe interracial relationships can work.
No,
I think what you're saying is that even in interracial, there's certain unique circumstances in interracial relationships that we'll never understand because we are both two black people in a relationship. And so I think I understand what you're saying, that there's just a lot of unique things that happen in the black experience that another black person would be able to relate with better than someone of a different race or culture.
You marry a white woman and you
okay,
gotta
stop, because I want you to stop.
Can you break my baby?
I want you to stop, because now you're about to get yourself in trouble.
With who?
Don't do it. Don't do it, man.
Okay, so this is a question. It's not.
Yeah, I was just about to say, John, you can't whoop me.
Okay, this is a question.
I ain't taking it back.
How hard is it to date with your career plus, we got maybe 10 minutes on this. Okay. How hard is it to date with your career plus this do it for the internet culture we live in right now? Has your ability to trust and search for authenticity been tainted?
Absolutely it has.
Thank you, Tiffany. That was a great question.
Absolutely it has. It becomes one of the most difficult things to navigate through because, you know, there's a very big difference between who Doughboy is and who Tony is. That's me. So it's, and I don't know who's here for Doughboy. I don't know who's here for Tony. I don't know who has good intentions. It's no secret. I had a situation earlier, like at the end of last year, where, you know, situation with a young lady, and I almost had a child placed on me. Like, you know what I mean? And I don't want to say placed on me like I had nothing to do with it, but, you know, it's like that situation really did something to me because if I already had extreme trust issues before, now I'm just like, look, no, like that was a life altering situation that I was dealing with. Like, and actually I'm not going to deal with for the rest of my life.
The next 18.
Yeah. So it was very, very tough for me. What, man? I'm trying to be serious. Y'all are just over here and laughing.
That's just funny, man.
What
behind
are you
doing? The camera. Yo, Josh.
We needed a Joshua Cam.
We need a Joshy Cam. If we outfit Kev on Stage Studios to its fullest potential, we'll have a Joshy Cam.
It's just tough. It's very, very hard. So I don't want to be mistrusting to every woman that I meet, but I don't trust. I'd be like, look, what's the angle? Are you trying to play me? Do you want to make me look
I
stupid?
I actually totally, sorry, I didn't mean to cut
That's
you
cool.
off. And I know they're going to say, man, I say you cut him off the whole episode. Suck it.
What the?
Remember DX?
Yeah,
that's all we did. Then China did it with the one hand. She got one hand.
That's because we were talking about WWF last night. Dang it, what was I about to say? Oh, I remember that. I get that because I feel that way with friendships.
Really?
Yes. There are certain friendships that I'm like, I don't know if you're trying to just be my friend.
Right.
If this is like a social climb. Right. And so having that leeriness can impact. Like it plays.
Everybody ain't got good intentions and everybody ain't good people. And you have to be cognizant of
it. I don't feel like that. But I also very closed off to who my friends can be.
That's probably
the only people that are in my life are people that I've like close to me are people that I've known 5 years plus.
Which I feel like you vetted through meeting people in the entertainment, though.
Yeah.
Because I feel the same way. the list feels like when I used to move around a lot more at like music stuff, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I would know the ones that I feel like, okay, I could be your friend versus the one where it's always like, hey man, what are you doing with such and such?
Right. Yeah. And doesn't that get exhausting trying to anticipate?
That's why I was telling you that. I feel like for you, because you're in the industry, it's going to be tough for you to get a be with someone who isn't. Same thing with the black thing. Like, a person in the industry who works similar to you will just understand some things more. And that's like in Hollywood, they always say, well, that's why they end up marrying people who are, even if they're not actors, they marry people who are in the industry.
So they get it.
Because it's a unique lifestyle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a 9-to-5 is a lifestyle that pretty much everybody has. Mm-hmm. Being a professional, you know, comedian, podcaster, like, who, it's going to be hard to explain to people that for three weekends out of the month, every month for 8 months, I'm going to be gone 4 days out of the week.
I just got
a lot of trust to put on you. Are you? What are you doing in all these different cities? You're taking all these pictures, that is all that
very
stuff.
Very hard on a relationship.
It's hard on me and Melissa. That's We've been together saying. 20
if
years.
If it's a new relationship or you're just dating, it's a strain.
Yes, it's definitely a difficult thing. So I just try my best to push through it and navigate. But I ain't going to lie. Like, this is another thing I wanted to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you guys know, these are like my brother and sister. So like, I talked to them about all these things. So I had my ex, and this, I finally talked to myself about why I needed some type of closure. This is my thing. The thing I like about you guys is marriage and so dope is that outside of all the, you know, cool things, I'd be like, yo, that's so dope. This dope marriage that they have. But I've never, since I've met you guys, ever felt like you guys were close to throwing in the towel. I feel like you guys might get into it, whatever, but I've had a million conversations with you. I've had a million conversations with Kev. None of them have ever started with, man, I'm thinking about leaving. But it's like, at least you guys know you're in it for the long haul. Mm-hmm. I feel like I've never experienced that. So it makes me question the relationships I've been in. Like, was this even real? Mm-hmm. So with my ex, like, because I had an ex-girlfriend that we ended up subsequently breaking up because of my alcohol addiction. Mm-hmm. And I never really had a closure conversation. And so I recently went to have that. And I think in the back of my mind, I just wanted to be like, did this even mean to you what it meant to me?
You know what,
you know what I'm saying? And when I found out that it didn't, that even hurt me more. But it was just like, okay, at least now I know.
Here's the thing, though. And I think you should understand this. I think a lot of people, and in this particular situation, they shield their true feelings from display to create a persona of what they think it should be. You are not that person. You bear it all. There's no subtext with Doughboy. If everything I say, I feel. If I love you, I love you. If I don't rock with you, I don't rock with you. I'm not going to act no other way.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I can't even act like that for business. I'd rather, like, Doe was really like, I'd rather make $0 than to rock with y'all on no business.
Right.
Everybody's not like that.
Right.
People can act, bro, we cool, we good. All right, I'm going to catch you. Right. And deep down inside, be like, man, that really, like, hurt me. You know what I mean? Like, people don't express their true feelings, and you might misinterpret that as them not caring, but people not expressing their truth doesn't mean they don't care.
That's true.
They just don't want to put that out there. Sometimes people feel like, oh, that gives you too much power to know how I really felt about you. No, I ain't even going to get, you don't even deserve to know how I really felt about you. And you feel like you're not meeting me where I'm at. Right. You didn't care at all. That's highly unlikely because you don't have those type of conversations about marriage and children with just anybody.
True.
That ain't just, you know what I'm saying? People don't just do that.
Yeah. I feel like that kind of feeds the mantra. I don't know if you guys said this before, but you can't expect somebody else to feel or say or do what you would do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same thing with the Uber thing. How Melissa really don't. Mm-hmm. She ain't trying to hear it. And she takes it personally. And I don't. And I mean, even me, you, without myself, I don't feel no type of way.
Pick me up.
My brother was at the airport. When me and Melissa went to Chicago, we had got a Uber. He was at the airport. I did a prearranged thing. It was a black car. Just mind your business. He was like, I'm at the airport. Y'all need to pick me up? I'm like, man, you don't need to come around here. O'Hara's crazy. Like, we'll meet you there. Right. And I also couldn't cancel the car. But the point is, like, it really doesn't bother me.
Right.
But Melissa, it really bothers her.
It's a different way that we look at the same thing.
Absolutely different way we look at the same thing. And I don't feel that way at all about people I love. You Ubered to the airport to get to your airport by yourself?
No, I didn't. Right.
You're fine. My cousin, me and Melissa got into it so bad at Thanksgiving a couple years ago. Because my cousin, who's a girl, she was going to the airport in Vegas. Mm-hmm. at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, I got your Uber, girl. Don't even worry about it. Looks like you should take her. I'm like, man, no. I'm like, get up. I paid for it.
You should take her. Yeah, man. And what would you do for me?
I would take you to the airport. But we're not talking about you. I was like, she Ubered to the airport in Houston? She going to Uber back home? What's the difference?
That's just, you can still track it and see, make sure she gets there safely.
I don't know how to hog tie people.
Over the hog tie.
All right, we got to hurry up, man. We got to go to Amsterdam.
Okay.
We should do more of these sometimes.
Yes. Joshua, you want to be a guest on the podcast?
Yeah, we should get Joshua in and get the other side for the younger side and the different approach.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're here for it. Anything else you'd like to add?
I'm out here.
No, he's not.
No, man. Not. You know, thank you guys for letting me have the marry me at once.
I'm out.
Nah, thank y'all for letting me come and chop it up with y'all. And,
I am Doughboy on Instagram.
Yes, Doughboy. And ladies, you know, if you want to have a
call.
No, don't slide in my DMs. But just
DMs is closed until further notice.
All his DMs are routed to me. Don't slide.
So I'm just saying, thank y'all, man. Appreciate y'all. It's all good. Peace.
All right, thank you guys so much. Bye.